We're holding Sibin Kuflim Gimel. We did Sibches. We're holding Mishnah Berurah on Sibches. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Memtes. So a person builds a bayis stam and then switches it to use for a shul. It has a lach of a shul, but it only becomes kaddish once you actually dive in there. Okay. Memtes, and a kaddish. The Chaim has one of the milsahi. We hold the designation alone, preparing it for usage and not actually using it, is not significant. The Mora says the one exception to that is by basic kisei, where the Mora argues hazmana milsihi, because it's almost the idea, once it's been designated for that place by name, to then use it for Torah and for the Kedusha would be, unless you do a shinui in it, would be problematic. But otherwise, the old hazmana la milsihi. So you can change this house, which you did not build as a shul, but rather you built it stam. Now you designate it as a shul, you can switch it to something else. People took money out of their pocket, which is chulin money, and built it with that. So that's what we say. So it wasn't an exchange of the kedusha on the money onto the building. The money was chulin. But however, when they collected the money, they collected it to use it for the shul. They can't change it. So because the money's been designated, now the money has been exchanged onto the bias. But even there, so you can't change it to something else. However, it doesn't get kedusha beis haknesses yet, because that's hazman olam milsihi. What it does do is you can't exchange. The Taz even says that you can even use this money for something else. You must eventually give other money to mekayim the commitment that you made to give money for the shul. Okay. Now, b'yachid shebanu beis haknesses, after dying lo hispalu boy, v'ein lo kedusha beis haknesses, so we understand it wasn't used, it doesn't have mana lam milsihi, it's not a shul yet. However, okay, so now I change my mind, I'll use it for something else that you can't do. Kamokim enu yocholatsa, but you can't back out, have a kilo nodder at stock of the rabbim. So if he committed to give something over to the rabbim, and you know, a mitzvah, which he can't, even though it doesn't have kedusha beis haknesses yet, that requires that you should, as mana lam milsihi, you have to actually daven there. Regardless of the halacha being mishana, you can't be mishana. Okay. Now, but he says that's because it's stuck on the rabbin. However, he made a mantle for the sefer Torah, which he has in his own home. When Kerba Barab is not used for the tzibur, he just uses it privately. But you designated the mantle for the sefer Torah. Okay, so now but you never used it, so it's not a mantle for sefer Torah yet. So use it for something else. You committed to give something to the rabbin. No, you didn't. It's not being used by the rabbin. It's being used by you personally. So there's no netter involved. There's no kedusha involved because it wasn't used yet. So then he's finished. There's no problem. Mashallah, happy netter klal adaita. I forgot him. Shei b'shem al yirabba. Didn't say lo yinihira. Comes al yirabba. Yirabba says no. That's not true. Because even though there's no kedusha yet, because it wasn't used yet, but there is the netter element that he designated for that purpose. So he has to fulfill his netter. So Pirim Gadim finds that psak of the Magen Avraham difficult to understand.
What he means is that he doesn't accept it or he doesn't understand it.
Learning here is not correct. Well, Rabbi says that this din halach is not correct. Mishabur is mashma that he's quoting both. So Mishnah Berurah is not so. But the Eli Rabbi himself is saying, "Lo Nehira," means it's incorrect. Okay.
Nehira usually means clear, right?
In this usage, idiomatically, it's used to mean it's not correct. That's how you use the phrase "Lo Nehira." This is unclear to the point of being incorrect. Okay. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah says, so what's the logic behind the Magen Avraham? The Magen Avraham says that if you build, if this individual builds a basic knesses in his home, so even though there's no kedusha yet, but he made a neder for the rabbim, he can't back out because once he designated for the rabbim, so he can't retract it. But if he made a matzah with a sefer Torah, he could. Okay, so the Shartzina Memches says like this. Nearly, Hatam, I would understand the reason behind the Magen Avraham. Bibshitis, the Vinyas, the Knesset, Kim, the Stomach, Hulot, Sark, Rabim. That, in general, you build the basic Knesset because you want to be able to have a minion there. So you're building it clearly for the Rabim. Mela Habi, who can netter, Absalom Ribba Fairish Pepes. So even though you didn't say explicitly that you're making a netter, but designating something to be used by the rabbin for a mitzvah is automatically equivalent of a netter. The rabbin who? He's making this for his own personal usage, maybe. I don't know. The fact that he made it doesn't prove anything. But we do not automatically assume that his goal was dafka to give it to be used away for the rabbin, which then would have a din of a netter. He maybe wants to use it privately. So then he can back out, because it doesn't have a din of a nidre stock the rabbin. Then he says, but obviously, but designating this, forget about the tiber using it. If we say explicitly, I'm giving over this item to be used for the kedusha sefer Torah, so it'd be awesome. See, Mishnah Berurah has three different options. He has by the bias of the yochid, the person's home, that. There, even though the kedusha is not chal yet, but the netter element is there, and he can't back out because the netter of the rabbin. Even though he didn't say it explicitly, but he's making a shul that people should use. That's what it's for. So that's the netter of the rabbin. So you have a madrega of that if a person designates this to use something which the rabbin will benefit, so it has the netter. The other end of the spectrum, you would have a case where it's not Sark Rabin Bechlal, and he has no indication he means Sark Rabin. So he says, it's not a netter. If he comes along and says, Mitrachzu ani menade b'kusha sefer Torah, he's designating this specific item to get kedusha sefer Torah, then you can't retract that. That's the third option. Now the Mechaber said, it's not kadosh until he's in Spala boy. Filling Banu, the Shem Esek has his but it doesn't have kedusha until you daven there, even if you built the Shem Esek Nesses. Okay. Filling is Banu, the Afshar Hoya Maisagam, okay? Let me keep Rakas Manabam. So what's the kiddush over here? He built the Shem Esek Nesses. If you hold his manabah milsi, you're saying designations don't count. So what's the difference in the designation of saying it prepared after it's fully built? You say, you know what? I thought I'm using this as a house. I designated this for a shul. Or he built it to be a shul. So what's the argument? Zakti Mishnah Berurah, afili in benu, daf shahir maisa gamkein, lamikri rakas manabah. So the chiddush over here is, even though we find the many dinim of the dinim, the halacha is that there's a difference between a dibur and a maisa. When you do a maisa, it becomes nikva, that's what it is. For example, the Gabi Hilchos Tumah Tahara, that's not what type, but you have a cleavage that's not finished, so it's not Makabal Tumah. But right? If you then come along and say that you want to use it as is, it's still not Makabal Tumah. If you use it as is, it's Makabal Tumah. Because now you've done an action to the Kaveya that, so where he built it, Lashem. Right? No, but it only has one about. But once it was used, even if it was just guests, just one time, what's in Yukhul Tzvila's Kaddish? No, keep saying Yukhul Tzvila. Hazmona Hoyisa Hazmona Mu'ula, this situation now that it was used, I mean, it's called a Hazmona, which is a higher level of Hazmona, which is valid. We consider it's equivalent of that thing to use forever by the fact to use it one time. So it compares. You have a tefillin bag. It's a tefillin bag, you can't put anything. The actual bag with the actual batim go inside of. Doesn't it just for tefillin? So you can't use it for anything else. You want to put money in the bag, you can't. So, if he designated that this, he's going to use this piece of cloth to wrap up his tefillin. A. And then you use it one time. So the combination of the fact that you're defining that that's what you want to use it for, and then you actually did use it, so then it becomes Kaddish Lailam. The Hechel Azin of the Surah La'olam the Meitzah B'Tefillin, if a person designated for a ongoing usage, and if it's Sarbei Afilo Pemecha, then he actually used it one time. Shuv also the Meitzah B'Tefillin, you can't use it for money anymore. But Afuki Im Hezman also the Beis HaTefila, Rak Nefishah. So what are we contrasting? We're contrasting a case where the designation of the Shul was forever and it was used one time, as opposed to the designation of the Chalchila was just not forever. However, Im Hezman also the Beis HaTefila, Rak Nefishah, Da'ainu Achiyavar, Regal, or Yerid, Nei Shah, Zadarach Shem, Mekabit, and Moshim. Right. So Zatim Shabura, in a case where you Chachila said this is a temporary usage, a lot of people here in town, so they needed to put up like a special shul for them, or they would have that's for Yom Tov, let's say they would have the market. So Jews would come from the outlying areas to take advantage of buying and selling at the market. So now you have a large influx coming into the city. So you would create this structure for them, a temporary structure. So you did that. Menishu Azim Iskabitz, Leshim Iskabitz Anoshim. Yel Cheshiva Azman Aklal. Tefillah Beis Regal Lechem B'Dishas Pad. So just designating, it doesn't do anything. So, fine. Nun Beis. Even if he saw Hikdisha, a call Kvim Hashem Omru. Okay, that we just said. If however, you Chachkilah did it as a temporary designation. Even if he saw Hikdisha, Hashem Estar Mani Mazvan Asal the Regalim. He said, I'm using it for Yom Tov. The Mashal Loshen Choleishi Yeregul. Anytime there's a regal, I have to continue. Okay, Cheshuva has one. Olam is a companion. Alois Azman, Rosim is Azman. So you say, one second. I just made an edit for local. And listen, no, you included even outlying, unless you would say otherwise. Rosim is Azman. We mentioned before, Hazmana, which is only a temporary Hazmana alone, that's all it is. Does not have a den of Hazmana. That you can make some level of a tanai with chachila before you build it, that you, that's anything, you're not refraining from all usage of the property. People out in the kfar, which we said, in the kfar you can't sell because it doesn't belong just to them, it belongs to all of Klai Yisrael, which is coming through here, so you don't have no way to sell. Masha'en Kain, in the kfar where they're allowed to sell, because basically it's just designated for those people and nobody else. So in the kfar we're good. However, you can sell it. It's not a temporary sale. It's a permanent sale. The purchaser can do whatever he wants with it. However, even though it no longer has, they sold it and the Kedusha has been removed from the shul, but it's still a bizoyan to use it for things which are of a lowly stature. It's like insulting to the shul which was once there. And we give him four examples. The merkats are people who walk around unclothed, etc. Or the borsiki, which had a tremendously powerful stench. Or besatrilo, they use it as a mikvah, because people go there unrobed. And besakise, obviously you understand besakise is mias. Now, v'imocharu shiva toive ha'ir b'mayim and anshe'ir, if it was so done, everything was done according to the letter of the law, you got the whole city to basically agree to this sale, or at least the majority of the city, and yet all the members of the Shiva Taiba Yir, the members of the city council, then the Kaya can do whatever he wants with it. Afilo Elu Arba Devor. Even these four things, which we said before you can't do. So the Merchats and the Bursaki, the Basic Tfil and the Basic Yisai. Okay. Shabur is going to point out that the Bir Aloha is going to point out that this is actually a machloikis, and you should better not to be makel on this. Okay. Don't give him Ashay Kfar basic kinesis. Who are then Bishal Krochim, Shatol Bishas Binyan, Kedas Yachim, Kimavur Leel, Soif Sib Zion. So the problem was, you can't sell a shul in the krach. So there was an example which we had before where you could sell a shul in the krach. It's when they built it the chatkila al dasa yochid. So this halacha would have the same equivalence if that be the scenario. They're selling it based on that the chatkila it was built al dasa yochid. So they have a power to sell it. The Kabbalah says you have a power to sell it. You can't sell it to something which functions as a bizoyan. It's a bizoyan for the. A shul to be used for America, etc. So we have two ways that we can discuss selling, either in the case of a kfar or a krach, which is built on das yachid. Either one, there's a lachot apply to. So you're able to sell the mimkar either. Now, that's only true. As long as the proper authorities are agreeable. They are very, very lowly usages. You shouldn't be not doing those type of usages, etc. in a place which was a shul. So the Chara, I understand that you can't take this standing building, which was a shul, and use it for these improper uses. The building fell down, it collapsed, it's nothing, it's just a pile of rubble. And now I want to rebuild it, so I'm building something new. This thing I'm building is not a basic kinesis. I already sold the basic kinesis, I removed the Kedusha, I don't have a problem. The element, what, there's an element of covet, so there's no, it's still a problem. Because they're mekudim ma'od, and you can't do them with a shul. I feel them enough for the binyan. The malka mahu nishar rak tava alma. Also, the shtamish shom beilah dvorim. Also, the story about malka mahu shkozehu ganai the malka mshem mitkil the basic. And I said you can't plant there either. And then you know move your plows and all the different your animals with the plows through the furrows where used to be a shul. So that's not acceptable. Okay. Then the mechaber said that. If the so they're selling it except for these four things, but actually if the Shiva Zion Tuve Hair, Bemai Benanshi Ear sold it, so the cat can use it for whatever he wants, even these four things. Okay. Nunvav Mechru Shiva Tavir Tam the Oz Poka Hakdusha Mi Mokam Hulagami when the Shiva Tuve Hair sell it, they're saying they're removing any kedusha which is there, period. So it's like it's not kodesh, so whatever you want to use it for, you use it for. I bring it on the stomach, the after the being in Dafka, because his the behead of base, a mahira, a hirshu. Rehirshu the lekechos that they made the arrangements. What's he saying? I'm not sure he wants it. So in that situation, so the kach knew where he wanted it. That's the kach. Who didn't shayy the shiva to be ear? Mehamai mashi ear. Yotel hachidamim lechol mashi ear. So, or they can spend the money on something else. I skipped. When they sell it, they're removing all kedusha. They're just transferring it onto the money. The item now is not kedusha anymore. Every regard from Shmistabek, the Epshel Bina Dafka, Shehistu Behedya Beis Mechira, Rishon Lekechaz. Yeah, so Lekech. Who I did? Shaiyad Yeshiva Tavir, Mermaim and Shair, Mutter Lahitzi Hadam and Lachomash Yirsu, Fila Dvarcha. Okay. So the cash can do whatever he wants with it, and the other end, the sellers can use the money for other purposes. I feel in my brother, I'm real lucky with the Zedlo Brira, the Chachil of Adi Tzorach Lizerbe. But that's not so posh, you can use even with Hasmano, even with Mechira of the Zion type of ear, you can't use it for these purposes. These functions are bizoyan. You can't do that. Okay. Sif Yod. Yesh Armin, the Yachid B'Shaloi, is all talking about it in some way it belongs to the Tzibur. The case where it's a person regards to his own possessions. We fill a separate Torah, which you said was the highest level of Kedusha, Mutter L'Mochra, Blasis B'damah Kol Mashi Yirtzu. He's empowered to spend the money as he sees fit. Call Shoytishu Likres B'Rabim. If you designate to use it for the Rabim, then you've in some way retracted your bylaws. You've let the Rabim's needs supersede yours. You've retracted your bylaws. So then you can't turn around and say, yeah, well, I want to change it for something else. It's not yours anymore. It's been designated for the uses of the rabbin. If it's just for those individuals, this individual, it's mutter. V'yesh mishomer sho'isur elam kein lo mutter lo lisisha. Okay. Tell the Mishnah Berurah, no test. Yoch b'shaloi. Atam, al shol yesh l'karech k'shibra tevi yir, v'may menan shir. It's his own private thing. He's not any less empowered than the seven apotropsim of the city with the Maimon Hashir. But he's I'm the owner. That's we agree with that. The mutal hotzal yaday mechir is through adam and l'chamash year, so you can get your money back. Nantes, Yahub Shalatana, Ayde, Shalay Yashakaki Shiva, Tabir, Bamashir, Shal Tibur, the Mutal Hertz, Ayde Machuza, Dama, the Hamash Yertz. Renal. You have full control, it's your item, you can full control, do whatever you want with it. Phil Sabatar, because I was on the Vida Zu, the Mutal, when the Dominum is possible Kedusha, you're allowed to sell it. A. The money does not replace the Kedusha on the Sabatar onto the money. But that much it we can say, selling the money that you get from a Sefer Torah is not a money which has bracha on it. Came the Ramah, it said, sorry, it said came the Chavra still. Yalab Shalai, Sefer Torah is Mutal the Mach, right? Kol Shalai Hikdishai, Nikas Ram. Once you've done it for Ramin purposes, You can't detract. If you gave it over, even though without saying a kedusha on your path, if just giving it over, that's equivalent to designating it, and that would now be also. Because of what? How can we take the inventory, sell it, and get the money and use it for other needs? And even though the owner gave it over to the basic nessus, so who are you to sell it? How are you right to take the money and use for other purposes? So, Sarah Lermer. Give that minute, Cain. Give that minute. I'm sorry. In the silver and the gold of the clam, because of the turkey, a mild circle of the Shamarkin and Batero. If they make it tonight that they're not going to give a Kedusha's basic nesses mitzchila, so then after it doesn't get that full, that the Kedusha's rabbim, you can use the money for other purposes, as long as it's not bizarre. Okay. So that the minig makes it. Now people have in mind that that's what they have in mind when they do it. Okay. Yes, we show you, sir. That, so we have over here a yachid, even though he's a yachid. So it's not shel rabim, and it's his item. Can't sell it unless it's limutar lishish. They also a filo shiva tibir b'mayim and ashir gam can assume limutar sevatar lishtamish with lishtamish to the mouth. They also, according to this, the design tibir have the same limitation. Again, who to elis b'shil limutar unless it'll some way will benefit limutar. Yimachar sarch litus with the mouth sevatar acheres. And you, so, what should you do with the money? You should buy another Sefer Torah with it. With the bush Yerodeya, the bush in Yerodeya. Mash the Shibat over here, Rabbi Nachir, the Kuliyama, but they shamish with the men. He disagrees and says that would be much according to everybody. Okay. This whole discussion of Thomas Sefer Torah, or something of that sort, but Tashmishim Kedusha, other, even though they're Tashmishim Kedusha, they have Kedusha to them. However, Kuliyama Mutu Biyachir, the Marker, the Hishamish, the Mel, Komash Yirtsu. Sefer Torah is a different status than everything else. Everything else, we agree, you can sell, use the money. Miu, man, machaber, it's a smash over here. It's not only a separate Torah, it's other Tashmish and Kedusha as well. Tefillin, etc. The Yachid Ein Lekar Keshibat Tevayir. Remember, Maimon Hashir means the Yachid is not as strong as designed Tevayir. Kazakhan Mekhil Sefer Torah, Imkan Mitkil Sefer Torah, Kedei Lebachro. Koshim Kivu Bechoyim, Shopat Zemot Lebachro Lekul Yam. If you got it as a payment, she'll let us sell and get the money. Easier than a similar iron race. The Shari Storm didn't consider it terror. Well, some work on a Luma Torah, at least each. Other Storm have this requirement. You may not sell it for Stam, you have to sell it for the valid purpose of either to the Torah or to marry. And they put because of Makabi, the Yesh, Shay Deos, the Philip was Ever Torah. So therefore, he said, it's also, now we say, maybe there's a opinion where it says, but there's the Shamari, because you need to the Rabbin, like this point. Everybody agrees if you're Matthew to the Rabbin, like this point, you can only sell it for Limut Torah or Lisa Isha. Okay. Okay. It's hold as you. Limut Torah. So you're selling the basic essence or the Sefer Torah to learn Torah. Finally, Spartans Bedama of Berevath. You're going to take the profit and allow you to live on it, learn Torah. Because the word Tachin and Merkel Sefer Torah because Gemara post Gemara Parashayim. Maybe you can't sell Sefer Torah to buy Torah, but that means Torah Shabbat, not Torah Shabbat Pet. So at time the merchants have a term of shilim, time of the term of shilim, the lima galos shilim, even the day mice. So Zal said that the reason why it's you're allowed to sell because the lima element brings to mice as well. So you're not really in a certain sense changing it. So here the merchants have a term like this. In Cain, who didn't feel the chegav and the nami, the efshalomoid below his sword. In other words, we could argue that it should be mutter. We could argue that it's also because, like, you know, how can you sell Sefer Torah just for a Gemara? It's less lower level of Kedusha. We argue that it's mutter if the final goal is Talmud Torah, which allows us to come to the Emaisa, and this facilitates that as a Shulchan Aruch, so it should be mutter. Okay, it's all done here. Yes, please.